time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Pam Adams with Ascension St. Matthew's Church. A lot of great things going on up there. We are having a new installation that is going to happen over this weekend. We'll talk about that and how many people it's going to bring into our area. And then on Friday, October 13th, it is the Fall Fair 2023. Oh, homemade soups and baked goods, canned goods, all kinds of great stuff going on up there for a big fundraiser for Ascension St. Matthew's. So let's bring Pam in. We'll talk about all of it. Pam, how are you today?
Well, mean and ornery as ever, Dave. Thank you for asking.
That's okay. At certain points in life, you get to the point where you've earned it, right?
Yes, exactly. I won't tell you what my age is, but it's getting up in the high 80s. So.
All right. Well, let's start off with talking about the installation that's going to happen this weekend. This is a big deal for St. Matthew's, isn't it?
Yes, and for Ascension St. Matthew's, which is a joint congregation of the ELCA Lutheran and the Diocese of Utah Episcopal Church, which is St. Matthew's. They've been together now since September of 1984, which is a long time for a group to be together. We plan on that, and we work together as a joint congregation. This weekend, on the 7th, at 4:30 in the afternoon, we are expecting approximately 100, maybe a few more, maybe a few less, I don't know. Both our bishops are coming, which is kind of unheard of. You usually only get that when you bless a church for the first time and that kind of thing. But they're coming in this weekend. That's the Reverend James Gonia from the ELCA Lutheran, which is headquartered in Denver, and the Reverend Phyllis Spiegel, who is our new diocesan of Utah. Both the bishops will be here, and a lot of other clergy and a lot of other people from all over the place are going to be here to help her be installed in the second part of the service, but they have to ordain her first of all to make sure she's a fully fledged pastor, which means she can serve Holy Communion and all of the things, burial and all of the other things, and weddings and all that kind of stuff.
So that's going to happen on the 7th, and you said how many people will be in town?
Oh, at least 100
that are coming from out of town for this event. So we need to, you know, be ready and be ready for the bigger crowds, and you know, we'll have a few extra people in town and be on the lookout for that, right?
Right, exactly. Look out. Both the Lutherans and the Episcopalians are going to descend on town.
All right. So then let's move forward to Friday, October 13th, and it's your Fall Fair. Big fundraiser for Ascension St. Matthew's, and you guys will do, you know, soups and great baked goods and canned goods. And the one thing that you guys really hang your hat on out there is the gift shop is going to be open as well. So let's talk about that.
All right. It's October the 13th from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 8 o'clock in the afternoon. It's one day only this year. So, folks, I know you're used to coming on Saturday, but you know what? The people at ASM just can't handle much more. So there's a lot going on. The gift shop will be open, which it runs year-round, and it is local people, including myself, who work on handmade things, the old-fashioned crafts. We also have religious jewelry and other jewelry, baby and youth quilts, baby blankets, wall hangings, and quilted table runners and placemats, which are made by my daughter-in-law's mom, who lives in New Hampshire every year for us, and they are absolutely beautiful. We have some really gorgeous ones this year. Time for your Christmas shopping. I know it sounds early, but yeah, that's what we need. We'll have a limited amount of new books in the gift shop, and then we will have slightly used, good-condition books that will be out in the narthex, the entryway as you come in. We also have a number of stuffed animals and dolls, which were made by one of our gals and donated. Our expanded soft crafts, we have things like, it's hard to believe, our whimsy balls, which are good for people with arthritis in their hands and small children, are absolutely marvelous. And we had one little girl last year that we took pictures of that was just a joy. Just it really expanded. But we have lots and lots of different kinds of items in the shop. It isn't just religious things. So the one thing we do ask is that you purchase the gift shop items in the gift shop.
So you've got all of that going on. And then, of course, you've got the donation tickets, a $1 donation. And you've got some pretty good-looking prizes here, don't you?
Yes, we do. Alan and Jan Young have been working on this like beavers. And the drawing will be held for the winners on Wednesday, October the 18th. And we're going to have soon-to-be Pastor Angela, who will do the drawing for us. You don't need to be present to win. The tickets are, again, $1. For $1, and it's listed on the front of the ticket when you buy it, and you can buy that from any member of the church, or you can buy them the day of the fall fair. It's easier. You have to fill out one part of it with your name and your telephone number, at least, you know, so we know how to reach you. But all the profits that we make from it benefit Ascension St. Matthew's Church, and most especially its outreach projects, its charitable projects, because we do as much as we humanly possible can do in the community, for the community. And that's why the community has always been so good about supporting us. But we want people to know that Fall Fair 23 is happening Friday, October the 13th, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And those homemade soups are out of this world. I can't tell you what there is, but I just know it's all going to be yummy.
It's always good,
homemade,
right?
Homemade baked goods and canned goods, which Lila Grogan's apricot raspberry jam is famous in the community. We serve it at the pancake supper, and people always want to know, where did this jam come from? And so it's that kind of thing. Does that answer your question, Dave?
It does. You've got great stuff going on throughout
This
whole fall fair. Now, if they've got any questions, can they call up to the church to get answers up there at the phone number?
They can. Our secretary works in the office. Our administrative assistant works in the office, Susan, from 9 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Tuesday through Friday. So that's where they can get it. That's where they can get most of the information. And if they want to call, leave their name and number for more information, she will call you back. Okay?
All right. And once again, that phone number is 637-0106. Pam,
exactly,
thank you
right.
So much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And good luck with this. Good luck with the installation banquet that's going to go on, or the installation that's happening this weekend. Sounds like you've got a busy couple of weeks on your hands.
We really do. And we're looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to seeing the people in the community that we see every year. And newcomers are more than welcome.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Pam Adams of Ascension St. Matthew's Church. Their big fall fair coming up Friday, October 13th, and a big installation that's going to happen this weekend. A lot of people going to be in from out of town. Pam, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Dave, thank you and KOAL for always being so generous to us. We really, really appreciate it.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.